Unit 3. Lend a hand. Exercise 3, page 30.
Change the world. Have you ever felt the world's problems are just too big? Have you ever thought, I'm only one person, what can I do? It's true that the world's problems are big, but that doesn't mean you're too small to change things. Let's meet two teens that are changing the world. Dylan, 15, Chicago, Illinois.
2 years ago, I was doing the washing up when I saw my 80-year-old neighbor, Mrs. Joyce, through the kitchen window. She was trying to carry her shopping home along the street. The bags were too heavy for her, and she kept stopping to rest. Of course, I ran outside and carried the bags for her, but I also offered to go shopping for her the next week. She told her friends, and soon I had a list of people that needed a helping hand. I was delighted to do it, but I also had school, homework and sports too, so I asked my friends to help. We started a group about a year ago, and so far, we have helped over 150 older people get their shopping.
Rachel, 17, Hammond, Louisiana.
I'm not part of any groups, but I have my own way to change things. I give something away every day. It all started when I was in grade 8. There was lots of heavy rain in a nearby town that flooded the streets and houses. Some people lost everything. My school collected food, clothes, books, and toys for the families. And I gave away bags of my old things. It felt amazing. Now, I give food to animals and give blood to the hospital. I also give my time by taking part in cleanup days and working in a soup kitchen. This involves cooking, serving food, and doing the washing up afterwards. I have helped a lot of people, and it has really changed me.